sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
You know, we try so hard here at KKHI to stay optimistic, to stay positive, to reinforce things that are good, look at things that are on the bright side of the world, the news, sports, whatever it may be. But there are just days that you scratch your head in disappointment and all you can do is say, it just makes you sick after a while. And that's where I am with the Republicans leading the House of Representatives. As we have now learned, there's this major feud between Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, who are apparently battling bitterly over McCarthy becoming Speaker. They have not gotten over this. Matt Gaetz, as you famously remember, got in the way of McCarthy becoming Speaker on a quick, easy vote on the confirmation of him as Speaker and dragged it out way into the night. It was like after midnight or something. It was this long, dramatic deal. And the fight continues, and now we get the announcement that there's an impeachment inquiry from McCarthy. A lot of people think that Matt Gaetz forced that and said, if you don't do this, and by the way, it all rang hollow. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, or it's meaningful in no way. There are probably better and bigger things that McCarthy could be doing as Speaker of the House, and I guess as de facto leader of the Republicans, that have any credibility or any emphasis on anything going on right now. He could be doing better things than that, I would think, because you don't really want to oust Biden anyway. You want to run against Biden. I don't know that Republicans are going to beat Biden, but you definitely want to run against him. And so here's Matt Gaetz now sparring crazily with Kevin McCarthy in public, and they're firing shots back at one another, and you can see just how dysfunctional the Republican Party is, and it's disheartening. My headline here is, why isn't Donald Trump presiding over all of this? Why is Trump not the de facto president leading the Republicans in the House of Representatives? Why can't he put together a coalition of all the Republicans where they understand and agree he's going to be the nominee? And what do you think they should be doing based on what Trump would like them to do? He really should be the leader. He should be the Speaker of the House. He should be the leader of the Republican Party. Everybody that's elected into Congress as a Republican, whether they're a MAGA Republican or a RINO, should understand that this is Trump's party at this point. And they don't seem to get that. And Kevin McCarthy doesn't get that. He only reacts to threats of removing his power. This is terrible. This is no way to lead, and it's no way to govern. And McCarthy is in that spot, and Matt Gaetz is threatening, apparently by tweeting and working with Eric Swalwell, the Democrat from California, to work with him on a motion to vacate McCarthy as Speaker of the House. So McCarthy gets asked about this, and McCarthy says, well, you know, I'm not going to interfere with investigations into Matt Gaetz, because Matt Gaetz was previously in 2021 investigated for sexual misconduct or whatever. Now there's allegations of drugs and sex and everything else. And McCarthy says, oh, I'm not getting in the way of that. We'll let the ethics committee investigate Matt Gaetz. That's fine. So you have the speaker speaking poorly about a member of his party, and you have the member of that party working publicly with Democrats to oust the Republican speaker, what, theoretically to get somebody more right-wing in there? Good luck with that. There's going to be all kinds of Republicans that will fight that. Even if you get your motion to vacate working with Democrats, this is so bad, folks. This is so bad. This is exactly what we hate about Washington. And it used to be what we really hated and complained about Democrats about. Except they don't really do this. There's plenty of Democrats that don't like each other. We see it, but they're not doing this. They're not publicly out there trying to get one person out of power or get this person off the ballot or investigate this or taking shots at that. The classic example occurred on Wednesday when Nancy Pelosi, who, why she doesn't retire, I don't know. It's a DC thing. This is what they do. Why she's still there is beyond me. I guess she thinks maybe she'll be speaker again. I don't know. She won't. So she's on Anderson Cooper 360, and he asks a real question. He says, do you think Kamala Harris is the best running mate for Joe Biden? And Pelosi won't answer it, and he asks it three times. And she won't answer it, and she says, well, he, meaning Joe Biden, thinks so. That's what matters. Okay, so clearly Pelosi and Kamala don't like each other or think much of each other. Pelosi is in all likelihood jealous that Kamala is the vice president and Pelosi's not, but she was speaker. She wasn't going to run as vice president. She's not really the kind of person that brings anything to a ticket to run nationally. I think she knows that, but Pelosi's a winner. She's a power broker. She was effective for what she did in her career. Kamala Harris is not. She's a do-nothing. She's a get-nothing-done. She's an empty room. And Pelosi knows this, but instead of like throwing her under the bus, like Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy are doing to each other, she simply passes the buck and says, well, he thinks so, and that's what matters, and we're all good. We're Democrats here. We've got this. We're in charge. We're in control. Move on. Next question, which is how they do business. One would think that eventually doing business that way, the business of staying in power, would eventually get you out of power, that you become the party that's not really doing anything, or you're doing things people don't like, or it's too much control. Americans like change. They Americans do like checks and balances. So you would think just waking up every day, as the Democrat Party has now done for, well, really Obama started this, 15 years, with no other goal at all other than staying in power. That's what they're really good at, is winning elections and staying in power, giving stuff away, freebies to people to vote for them, and virtue signaling. We're nicer than these people. We don't care what color your skin is or your sexual preference or any of this stuff, right? This is how they win, and that's the only game they play. And they're really good at it. And so in one day, it's just crystallized for us what's wrong with conservatism in America and what's right about liberalism. And it's befuddling. It's maddening. I'm frustrated. It makes me sick, but it's happening right before our eyes. Why Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz are fighting publicly is beyond me. And as much as I love Trump, and maybe he's just in this position now with all these lawsuits and things going on, criminal charges, maybe he's just in a position where all he can think about is Trump, is I got to stay out of jail, I got to beat this, I got to do that, I got to run. Maybe that's all he's got. But boy, this would be a good time for him to step up and be the adult in the room. To maybe secretly, quietly have a conference call or a meeting or fly them both to Mar-a-Lago and sit down with the two of them and go, figure this crap out fast, boys. This is stupid. Go put forth some bills that may not pass, okay? But let's, as Republicans, pass them and let the American voters see what it is we are for. Legislate. Put out a new border law. Write a new border policy law that stops the madness. Vote it through as Republicans. Hand it to the Senate and the president and let them veto it or vote it down. But put it out there. Let the Americans see what's going on. Why can't they do this? Why is Washington, why are all these people solely fixated on power and their positions? And how did we get here? And there's Kevin McCarthy with his impeachment inquiry that he probably didn't really want to do, but Gaetz' wing of the party forced him to do it. Again, you know my stance on this thing. The bigger story this week was the occupation of McCarthy's office. This should be the number one story in America this week. The number one story for Republicans should be an insurrection as people stormed into Kevin McCarthy's office and occupied it and trespassed, and the prosecutions should be ongoing. The arrest and prosecution of these people should be the top story. And let the liberal left media freak out that these people were arrested and that they will be prosecuted. Let them go crazy over that, that these mean Republicans are arresting and prosecuting these people. Because anytime it comes up, you simply say, really? Well, that's kind of the policy here. We saw it on January 6th, and we're enforcing it today. Instead, we get this catfight between two grown men acting like schoolgirls on a playground, Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. And when there's really a problem within a party, like Kamala Harris, who's a real problem for Democrats, and they all know it, Nancy Pelosi doesn't answer the question. Hey, he thinks she's the best running mate, and that's what matters. Of course that's an insult. Of course that's a slam. Pelosi went on to say, well, you don't do that much as vice president. There were slams there, but it's not a giant fight. She's not trying to oust her. She's not trying to get her off the ballot. Pelosi doesn't want to run as vice president. Well, maybe she does, but she's not going to. It's just they're so much better at this than the Republicans. I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated by the leadership and what goes on in D.C. with the Republicans. Okay, on to something positive, because I like doing positive things. You know that Ron Buck of Buck Roofing is a dear friend of mine, and I've known him for years, and he's a great guy. And sometimes American ingenuity is one of the most beautiful things there is. So Ron has a roofing company, and when you have a roofing company, you tear all the shingles off a roof, and sometimes it's a commercial project, sometimes maybe it's your house. But the bigger jobs require, one of those big, giant metal dumpsters to be brought on the scene, and all the stuff coming off the roof and whatever goes in there. And then as you're putting the roof on, there are pieces that get cut and trash and whatever. You fill up a dumpster. They haul the dumpster away, and that's that. So he's been doing this for, 25 years, however long he's been in business. And he rents out these dumpsters at his sites. And he's found that, this is a great conservative, and he's an entrepreneur and a business owner. This is the kind of American story you love. He's found that it isn't very efficient because the people that provide the dumpsters now are like owned by two corporations, major out-of-town corporations. And when he needs a dumpster, or wants a dumpster to be dumped, he winds up on the phone with somebody in Chicago where he inevitably leaves a voicemail and they don't get back to him. It's this big corporation. I'm not talking about your trash pickup at your front yard. We all have that. We have a service. People get our trash, whatever. I'm talking about when you have a job or you have a business with the dumpster and you need it. If you're doing remodeling, you're a homeowner remodeling, or you're like Tim Cross at Cross Kitchens, I'm sure he has big jobs where he needs a dumpster on site where they're pulling things out, cabinets, everything else. It all gets thrown in the dumpster. They haul the stuff off, right? People who move, people who clean, municipalities, whatever. So Ron does this routinely. And he's like, these people are no good at what they're doing. So what'd Ron do? He said, I'm going to buy some dumpsters and I'll have my own, not Buck Roofing, but he'll call it Buck Disposal dumpsters at his job sites. And he's now branching out and starting. I love this about entrepreneurship. And Ron is that. He's like, I'm going to start a local disposal business because there isn't one. Everybody doing this is like a corporation with out of town people and you can't get in touch with anything. So Ron calls me about 6 weeks ago. We have lunch. He says, what do you think of this idea? I said, dude, I'm out over my skis. I don't know. I said, I love taking chances. I love being an entrepreneur and all these things. I love it. He's like, I think this will work. Plus, I need the dumpsters for myself. So he has started a company called Buck Disposal. Now, this is the best of America. This is the opposite of the people in Congress. Okay, you get do-nothings in Congress who sit there and try to win elections and stay in power. And what really makes America go is small business and ingenuity. And almost all great things come out of something that's not working right. You see a problem and you fix it. So Ron has done that. He has started a company called Buck Disposal. And this is really cool, and I'm excited for Ron. And this is a big leap. Okay? He's gone out and he's purchased like 100 dumpsters. That ain't cheap. You run the math on that. And he's bought trucks. And he's like, I'm going to service my own roofing company, but now I'm available to everyone. I'm going to start a disposal company. And this is not trash. Again, this is not taking your trash out to the street. That's not what this is. This is people who need a dumpster for a job, a project, or whatever. If Quick Trip is remodeling, for example, they have a dumpster out back while the remodel's taking place, and they put all the stuff in there, and it has to be hauled off. Ron's now doing that. This is a cool new business that we're going to be featuring. He's obviously a sponsor of this podcast. We're going to feature that along with his roofing company over the next few weeks. I don't know if any of you are possible clients or have a need for that, or if you are in some sort of business that requires disposal or needs a dumpster, or if you're moving or whatever and you're cleaning out. But this is really cool because this is one of those stories. I said, Ron, I don't know. Look, everybody needs a roof. I said, I know that your sponsorship works on the podcast because everybody needs a roof and the roof has to work. But I don't know how many people need a dumpster and on what basis. I don't know. Now, I still live in a neighborhood where there's construction going on and there's new houses. And some of those have like dumpsters on the lot, or some of them pile the trash up. Then they come and get it with a dumpster, fill it and take it away. Well, Ron's in that business now. And this is what our politicians need to be. They need to solve problems with real solutions and creative ideas. Small business and American ingenuity have been the lifeblood of this country for 250 years. And yet we just get stuck spinning our wheels. And it drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy. Anyway, long story short, buckdisposal.com is the website. If you have any business that needs dumpsters, disposals, on a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever, go to buckdisposal.com or call Ron at 913-242-7695. That's just one of my favorite stories. I'm so proud to have Ron as a friend and obviously as a sponsor. And they put the roof on my house. They put the roof on my former house. This guy does great work. I'm sure his disposal business will be great as well. I know nothing about dumpsters, but they have small ones to big ones. Like 20 foot to 40 foot or whatever. There's like small dumpster, big dumpster, whatever. If you have a business and if you have a dumpster or use dumpsters, you're probably not happy with the company you have, because he was using people around town that are national corporations. You know them. I'm not going to mention them. You know these big conglomo corporations. They run the bit. But now you got a local guy that does it. And customer service will be everything with buckdisposal.com. Way to go, Ron. Good for you. So many of our sponsors are like that. They're just entrepreneurs. They're go-getters. They're small businesses that work. And I love these stories. And there's so, so many of them. They're just terrific people. Another terrific person is Chris DeGaulle at KCMO Talk Radio. And out of nowhere, I didn't know this until yesterday, out of nowhere, on Wednesday the 13th, Chris DeGaulle announced it was his last day on KCMO. He's going to keep doing his show, as I understand it, in Philadelphia. He lives here. He's going to keep his morning show in Philly. But after he's done with his morning show in Philly, he will work every day for the Herzog Foundation. The Herzog Foundation is a conservative group in our area, and his focus will be on private homeschooling and Christian education. Not that he's necessarily against public education or people who work in it who do a great job. I think he wants to make that very clear. But his passion is homeschooling, Christian faith, and he's going to work for the Herzog Foundation. And apparently will be replaced by a gentleman that I don't know named Ray Stevens that has filled in from time to time for Pete Mundo on KCMO on the morning show. I learned this from Pete yesterday. I was his guest at Heartland College Sports. He does a podcast every week, and he wanted to preview the K-State-Missouri game. And I was his guest yesterday, and we'll play a clip of that for you on Friday, on Friday's podcast, and preview the K-State-Missouri game. And in talking to him before and after the interview, He told me this was going on. Pete's the program director at KCMO. He says it's amicable. It was all Chris's idea, but it kind of caught me off guard. Here's what Stigall had to say on the radio talking about Pete Mundo, who was the program director, and Donna Baker, who's the station manager there at KCMO.
And along with Pete and Donna and the whole team here at KCMO, they've said this doesn't have to be goodbye. They would like to continue as it makes sense and as I can to pop on from time to time with Pete, talk about the work at the foundation. I hope my goal is that you'll still hear me around, kicking around from time to time. Not in a daily show, but maybe you'll hear me here and there, still talking about some of our great sponsors. Maybe you'll hear me on the weekends here, but I intend to stay in touch with Pete. As I say, I'm not leaving town, so I'm still going to be around town. I won't be here showing up for the daily assignment of 10 to noon after today. So that's really the news. It's not a sad announcement. It's actually quite happy because it's a new focus and it's something that I really feel I'm being led to do and called to do, and I need to obey that call, and I need to put my energies, I need to kind of put up or shut up. You know, I've talked a lot about this for a while now. If you're a regular listener, you know, and so I feel like now's the opportunity to actually step up and do something in my own small way to help advance not just school choice, but Christ's kingdom. And so that's what I'm going to do. But you're still going to hear from me, and I'm still going to be kicking around. And I just cannot say thank you enough to you, and I cannot say thank you enough to KCMO and this very, very special place that I call home. Ever since I've been a little boy, Kansas City radio growing up, listening to Kansas City radio broadcasters, staring at it with amazement, studying it, and then getting to do it has been one of the greatest blessings in my life. It feels like magic, and I could never have dreamt I would have been allowed to have done it for as long as I've done it here, and then to come back and do it again. It's kind of crazy. It's a blessing that not many people receive. I'm profoundly aware of it, and most of all, I'm profoundly aware that if I did not work with such amazingly generous people, such supportive sponsors, and most of all, such incredibly supportive members of an audience like you, it wouldn't have worked. So thank you is what I want to say today.
All right, there you have it. I haven't talked to Chris Stigall about this. I'm going to call him later today. This caught me off guard. Maybe it caught you off guard. And again, it sounds like Ray Stevens will be replacing Chris Stigall at KCMO Talk Radio. We're fans of what they do at KCMO. I'm proud to be a contributor and a guest on there frequently, and I thank them for the opportunities that they give me to come on and spread the good word of conservatism and talk a little sports from time to time as well. KKHI is brought to you by Bstock.net. Leah over at Bstock sent me a wonderful email, says they're having a flash sale on Dell Latitude computers. This is the 5310 i7. They're factory sealed. They're listed on the website, and they're ready for purchase. It's a loaded 13.3-inch Dell laptop, 10th generation, Windows 10 Pro upgradable to Windows 11, great Dell warranty, factory sealed, $539. Using a promo code, this is a little bit complicated now. The promo code is 73557. That's 73557 is the promo code, but here's the easy thing. Just call them at Bstock and say you want one of these unbelievable machines for just $539 by calling 913-800-1419. That's 913-800-1419, or visit them in person at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. It is Bstock.net with a flash sale on Dell Latitude 5310s, just $539 this week only. Advanced Medical Imaging in Lawrence is online at medimageks.com. If you have a diagnosis and you need an MRI or a CT scan, many times for people it takes 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I've heard people say 6 weeks before they can get their scan. You got to be kidding me. If you need a scan, get it. Get it today or tomorrow at Advanced Medical Imaging. They'll take your insurance. You can go outside your hospital group and use your insurance at Advanced Medical Imaging. Again, medimageks.com. They do the heart scan for your plaque score for under $100, under $100 to find out how your heart's working. That seems like a pretty good deal to me. Just call them at Advanced Medical Imaging and make an appointment. 785-856-0224. See what's inside with MedImageKS.com. And Dr. Jeremy Fry will give you that perfect smile for life, whether you're a teenager or have a teen, or an adult that's never really liked their smile. Dr. Jeremy and his team can work with you right around the corner. They've got 13 locations, so you know it's convenient and it's near where you live. Sometimes it's just a few bottom teeth. It's not always like total braces for everything. Maybe you got a couple crooked ones on the bottom that you've had for years and you've kind of ignored it because your lip sort of covers it up and you want to get those two straightened out or three straightened out. Fry Orthodontics loves to work with you to give you that confident smile you've always wanted. Online at fryorthodontics.com. All right, so there's a lot going on with the Royals this month in the stadium issue. They're going to announce their location, which is interesting because the people that I talk to in downtown circles seem to think like the Royals really want to be downtown. But most everybody else in the city seems to think North Kansas City is going to put the best bid on the table, and they have the movers and shakers to move the Royals across the river and out of the county into North Kansas City. That's my preferred site of the two. Nobody asked what the preferred site was, period. The best site, to me, has always been a site where you can sit in the stands and see the skyline. The perfect place would have been like where the Kauffman Center is, or where that Denny's is, on the southwest corner of the Loop, overlooking downtown. The stadium could have been open to the northeast, and you could have looked at downtown skyline. At night, it would be beautiful. It would be spectacular. There is only one place that could create that, and it's about a mile away from downtown, but it's off of I-35 and Southwest Boulevard. There is room there. It would take some work. Our friends over at TonysKansasCity.com have done extensive content on this. It's his favorite spot. It would be a great spot, but I don't even know if it's in play. And now some people are saying that the east side of downtown is such a horrible site that it's North Kansas City by default, and the Royals may just reshuffle the deck and say, wait a second, we blew it on the east side of downtown. That isn't going to work. Nobody likes this idea. Let's see if there's something else in Jackson County near downtown that's a better site. And this would be typical of the Royals, wouldn't it? This is the way they run their baseball operation. It's why they are 46-101 this year. That's right. Your Royals are 55 games under. Their previous worst season ever was 56-106. They're going to smash that. They got to go 10-5 just to tie that. That's not going to happen. And they're in a bad division. So this is the worst Royals team. And amazingly, they had the American League Pitcher of the Month last month in Cole Reagans. The Royals had the American League Pitcher of the Month and the hottest hitter in baseball in Bobby Witt Jr., and they still stink out loud. Awful. Just awful. They just keep losing. I know, they won last night. I'm sorry, they won. And they won. 46-101, and now it appears the Royals are bungling their stadium deal, which is, hey, the Chiefs are smart enough. They just stayed out of it. Royals, go do your thing. Get back to us after you finish that off. We're doing fine over here with Andy and Patrick and Travis. We're good. We'll wait this out on any stadium deal. They're bungling like they bungle baseball games, honestly. And I'm cool with the North Kansas City side. I don't like the downtown side at all. I think it's a disaster waiting to happen. It just looks awful. And knowing that the majority of your fans are going to come from Kansas, let's be honest, and likely Johnson County, and certainly the money will come from there, the suites, the companies, things like that. That Southwest Boulevard and I-35 site doesn't look so bad. No crossing the river, no bridges. Got an interstate runs right by it. You have a main thoroughfare in Southwest Boulevard right there. They had the chance to look at that over the last year and a half. They've been talking about this forever, and nothing has happened. That's the Royals. I guess my question is, does anybody care at this point? The poor Royals are trying to build a stadium and nobody really cares. Yeah, there's some political people north of the river that care and people in North Kansas City that care. But beyond that, is anybody really paying much attention to this thing? And I think that answer, pretty simple, is no. At this point, nobody really is paying attention, nor do they care. All right, on to sports, brought to you by Amenies, online at amenies.com. This is Amenies. Outdoor furniture tent sale right now. Get some great new outdoor furniture this fall. They've got it all, whether it's bar stools for outside or patio seating. Great, great, great products at Amenies across all price lines. They have 0% financing available for 60 months, no interest. Or maybe you want some of your game room this fall. Do it, boys. They got golden tee, pool table, shuffleboard. It's the only place to go. Amenies.com or visit 105th Metcalf in Overland Park. This is Amenies. MyPillow and our friends at MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code KKHI. Right now, they're having a half price sale on towels, sheets, linens, bedding, half price. Promo code KKHI. Plug that code in. It is the top code you can get. There's no other code that you see. Any other advertised discount that you see, plug in KKHI and you get at least that. There is no better promo code than KKHI at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Promo code KKHI. No promo code at Joslin's, just good old-fashioned customer service with non-commissioned reps on the floor that really know diamonds and jewelry. Plus, they're the best repair shop in the city, and it isn't close. They charge a fraction of what everyone else does. It's Gary's mandate as the owner. We will have great service for our customers who've been loyal to us for 50 years. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's his goal every day. We will repair your jewelry at a reasonably low price, a fraction of what they charge at the corporate stores. Because we like you, we trust you, we're glad that you're here, and you've been a customer for years. It's a very simple business model. 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, Joslin's is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. And don't fall asleep this fall on amazing garage floors. Guys, it's time to seal your concrete. This is the time of year, the next 2 or 3 months. Perfect time of year before the salt and the sand and the snow and the ice and all that stuff. Get it sealed. Seal your concrete driveway, sidewalks with amazing garage floors. 913-901-7139. That's 913-901-7139. Or get a bid today on that epoxy floor in your garage you've always wanted from AmazingGarageFloors.net. Well, the Chiefs are always in the news at KKHI. Kadarius Toney, we'll give him a shout-out. He had all those drops in the first game. One catch, 5 targets. The targets weren't targets. They were drops. He stepped up to the microphone on Wednesday, had a news conference. He met with the media, and he owned it. And they kept – the media was funny. They were looking for excuses for him. Well, you didn't get to practice much. Nope. Nope. I know I could have made those plays. Well, you know, you had the knee thing, and so you're probably worried about the knee. Nope. Nope. I make those catches. I've made them before. I let my teammates down. That game is on me. He basically got in front of the media, and no matter what they asked, he repeatedly said, it's on me. We lost the game because of me, and I'm going to be better. The message from Andy Reid, don't be Superman. Catch the ball first. Run it next. So I think what they looked at on tape was maybe he took his eye off the ball a little bit, was looking to turn too quick and try to make a play after the catch. You love making plays after the catch, but the catch is the important part. We all love a great sandwich, but it's not very good without some turkey in the middle. A couple pieces of bread doesn't get it. You got to have some meat there, and the meat of receiving is catching the damn ball. Then if you can do something with it after the catch, awesome. And Kadarius Toney is that guy. Nobody asked this question specifically, but maybe he's got it in the back of his head that he's trying to be Tyreek Hill. And the way to bust big plays clearly is to catch the ball and start moving as you're catching it to make that move on the defender to create any kind of advantage. But he just stood there over and over and over and said, no, this game was on me. I have to make those catches. I should have made those catches. I've made them in the past. And I blew it. Also in the game, Sky Moore, who's supposed to be a big deal, 0 catches, 3 targets. So 8 targets for Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore, 1 catch for 5 yards. Mahomes threw 8 times to those guys. Patrick Mahomes, not Zach Wilson. Patrick Mahomes threw the ball 8 times to Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore, and the Chiefs got 1 catch for 5 yards. Whew. Wow. That's bad. Here's what I know about Kadarius Toney. We're going to forget this story. It'll be long gone in December. We'll have all kinds of other storylines. We won't remember the drops because he's not going to drop the ball all year. The Kadarius Toney story, I will stick with what I said the entire offseason. The Kadarius Toney story will be injuries. If he is not injured this year and keeps playing every game, he's going to be very good. I promise you he will. But if I'm a betting man, I'm betting that he gets hurt and is unavailable. Therefore, it won't be a story. The drops won't be a story if you're not playing. I still believe the story on Kadarius Toney, either way, will be injuries. If he goes all year and doesn't get injuries, that's going to be a huge story. That'll be a first in his career that he played a whole season. And it will be productive. Let me tell you. If he plays all 17 games, he's going to be good now. He's going to rack up some numbers, I promise you. And the drops will go away, and you'll forget all about it. You'll be like, remember that one game where his head was up his rear? And that'll just be a footnote. But my guess is there's an injury coming somewhere, and he won't be part of this thing. I know that's negative again, but that's just what he's been. Big story this week is Chiefs tackle Juwan Taylor, who was their offseason acquisition from Jacksonville, this week's opponent. Jaguars know Juwan Taylor's game. They've notified the league. They think he has a false start on every snap. It is one of the things that bothers me in college and pro football, by the way. You can watch any game and it looks like the tackles jump. And they don't call it. They just let it go. Now, the rules on what is a jump and what is not are very specific. And by the letter of the rule, the Chiefs say Juwan Taylor is very close, but he can move. It has something to do with the waist of the defensive player and the rules. I don't even completely understand it. But this is an allowed behavior in football now. But Doug Peterson is the head coach of the Jaguars, and he knows Juwan Taylor's game, and they probably taught this to him. They've notified the league that they think he's offsides or false start on pretty much every snap. And the Chiefs play the Jags this Sunday. As much as anything, they're probably just trying to get in Juwan Taylor's head. I don't blame him. Taylor's great at it. It looks like a false start every time, or offsides. It does. But when you get away with it, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you a tremendous advantage, especially in passing situations, on the edge rusher to get yourself in position to pass protect. It's a huge advantage. And so he's really good at it. And the Jaguars don't like that much. They've notified the league to be aware of this. I'm sure Doug Peterson, when he speaks with the officials before the game, will say, hey, is he 77? Is that his number? Keep your eye on 77 here today because he jumps every time. It's the kind of thing you do. Aaron Rodgers put out a statement on X, and he wrote with 3 photos, a photo of him carrying the American flag out on Monday night, a photo of him warming up on the field, and then a photo of him injured on the field. He put on X, "The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again." Okay, that sounds good. Aaron Rodgers is in the frame of mind immediately after his injury that is not the way I'm going out. That's interesting because he almost retired this last offseason. Now, is this going to be a wishy-washy thing? Is he going to announce at some point, hey, I'm back, whatever? I don't know. This rehab on the Achilles is brutal. I've known a lot of people that have had this thing. It's painful. It's awful. You're debilitated here for months, really. You can't do much for months. And to even come back a year from now, for a lot of people, it'd be a huge thing. At age 40, it will be a bigger thing for Aaron Rodgers. But he's saying right now that Kevin's wrong. I'm going to play. I shall rise yet again. Interesting words from Aaron Rodgers, and we certainly appreciate that. And in a way, I kind of hope he does come back, but he's going to have to be a different player. You know, part of his game has been scrambling, not running, scrambling. He's the best, maybe the best I've ever seen at stepping up and out of the pocket and throwing. He's tremendous at that. Although Mahomes is great at that too. But the little curl move he made where he evades the rusher and circles back around, he was really great at that during his career too, but he's just not the same guy. He's athletically not the same guy to be able to pull that off, snap in and snap out and do it with any continuity. So there you have it. Aaron Rodgers says he is back. Okay, we're going to have some Patreon podcasts up on this Thursday. Danny Klinkskill will join us for BTL 2.0. That'll be fun. We'll talk some football on there. And Lee Sterling with his Thursday night selection. It is always free for patrons. If you want to sign up to become a patron, go to kksissues.com. It's $5 a month. We typically do 3 patron podcasts and then the newsletter each week. And if that sounds like a value to you or something you like, we react to breaking news and things like that. But it's also fun. We have Danny on regularly. It's like the old radio show. We talk about sports on there. Lee Sterling gives you a free selection each week. It's pretty cool. So if you'd like to sign up, it's kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. We'd love to have you join the patrons. We also want to thank our friends at ticketsforless.com for sponsoring KKHI. No fees ever. And a local phone number, 913-685-3322. Ticketsforless.com. Cross Kitchens KC. We mentioned Tim Cross earlier in the podcast. That's your family-owned and operated remodeler in Kansas City, online at crosskitchenskc.com. And Earth Effects Outdoor for all your landscaping needs, whether you're looking for hardscapes or just need some work done in your yard, call Earth Effects Outdoor. They're online at eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. It's Earth Effects Outdoor. All right, have a great Thursday. We got some Thursday night football coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun for us. On Friday, we'll be previewing the Kansas State-Missouri game. We'll hear from Pete Mundo from KCMO Talk Radio and his thoughts on that game. He also has a great website called Heartland College Sports where he covers the Big 12 and more, covering college football and college sports. So that's a lot of fun. We'll do that on Friday, and we're back with you right here at KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.